Hey, man, how's it going? This is Brendan. I'm here with Nick.
Hey.
What can I do for you, man?
Are you familiar? Do you know who Jason Segel is? He hung up. Hello? that's an appropriate way.
So far, we don't have permission.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good response. I'll just edit that out anyway. But it's like, that's the way you do it. That's what I would do.
Yeah. I mean,
but you don't, that's what gets under my. Oh.
Hi, thank you for calling. My name is Albany. How may I provide you with exceptional service?
What was the last thing you said? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what was the last part you said?
May I provide you with exceptional service?
Oh, okay. It was real fast. This is Brendan. I'm here with Nick.
Hey.
We're going to... You could... can you hear us okay?
Yes.
Maybe you could be an auctioneer. You talk real fast. Did you ever think of that? One of those auction guys? Do you know who... Do you know who Jason Segel is?
No.
You never heard that name?
Nope.
Hmm.
Okay.
We were going to call New Jersey. Do you think that's all right?
What was that?
We're going to call New Jersey. Is that all right with you?
On this episode?
Let me pass you to my manager really quick, okay?
Great. Oh, great. Thanks. Yeah, hurry up.
Hey, it's Chris speaking.
Hey, how's it going? Do you know who Jason Segel is?
JC, you said?
Jason Segel?
No, I don't.
Jason Segel? You never heard that name?
So I can't really hear you. It's kind of breaking up.
Oh, can you hear me?
I can hear you now, yeah.
Okay, great. We were thinking about calling New Jersey for this episode. Are you okay with that or no?
So you said you're thinking about what?
We're thinking about calling New Jersey for this episode. Is that fine with you?
New Jersey for this episode?
Yeah, we were just going to call New Jersey, like make it a New Jersey episode, I guess.
I'm sorry, I can't really hear you, but we're actually really busy right now. Could you call back later on?
We're not actually not going to have time then. We're just curious. Just we need a yes or no.
Yeah, just a yes or no, if it's okay if we call New Jersey.
No, sorry.
Dang, okay.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
He pulled the "I'm too busy." I know he can hear.
What
us.
Time? It's not
busy. Nobody's at the ordering subs at 10 a.m.
No, it's ordering subs at 10 in the morning.
We'll keep that one in.
Uh huh.
You know who Jason Segel is, you motherfucker.
Well, we've established that he's a liar. I mean, you know what? Maybe there are a ton of like construction workers that are like, hey, I need to get a sub on my way in.
Could be. A bunch of personal assistants getting the subs so they're in the office by noon.
Yeah, it could be some naval officers that actually work on a sub.
Party platters. The band, the party platters.
They're pretty cheesy.
My name is Cedric. How can I help you?
Hey, man, this is Brendan. I'm here with Nick.
Cedric, like Cedric the Entertainer?
Yes.
You get that all the time, probably, right?
Oh, no, never. It never happens.
Yeah, I know.
Have you met him?
What was that?
Have you ever met Cedric the Entertainer?
No, not ever.
Oh.
Do you know who Jason Segel is?
I do not.
Oh, okay.
Do you guys get celebs in there?
Hmm?
You guys ever get celebrities in there? Like maybe Samuel Jackson or something?
Yeah, every now and then it's random.
Like Tobey Maguire.
Who's the most famous guy who's been in there? Or lady?
Nothing really comes up to mind. It's just like those small ones.
Small, like smaller sized? Or
yeah.
Like Peter Dinklage or something?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, he's been in there?
Oh, I'm sorry. What did you say?
I said Peter Dinklage. He's been in there?
Oh, no, I wish.
Yeah, I'd love to see him take down a foot long.
Did you ever see that picture of Mini-Me eating a Subway sandwich?
Oh, yeah, I have.
Yeah, it's real big. He just passed away, so I don't want to make fun of him. But we're going to get, we just wanted to get started. We're going to call New Jersey for this episode if we get the okay from you.
I'm sorry, what was that?
We just need to get the okay from you to call
New Jersey, the state of New Jersey.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that should be fine.
Okay, thank you.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, man.
All right.
See you later.
Do you know who Jason Segel is? We know who he is. And we want to give you a little quiz. Do you know who Jason Segel is?
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Sounds great. That does... We just kind of had our first problem there where, you know, the studio said you're not allowed to call state unless you've gotten an okay.
Well, and I have OCD, so that's, yeah. I'm like Rain Man, except stupid.
Oh, God, I'm going to come. Oh, God, I'm going to come. Oh God, here I come. Brace yourself, little lady, because here comes a hot load shooting out of Tommy Towers.
Please delete all of that.
All right, so New Jersey, baby.
What's your booger game like?
It's, you know, normal.
Every morning, do you think you get one big one?
I haven't, like, picked my nose this morning that I can think of.
I had this moment.
I'm taking allergy medicine, so it's probably got me... Got the booger game under control.
I, the other night in a hotel, got up like at 2 a.m. to...
pick your nose?
No, to go potty. And I walked into the bathroom, and I do a lot of...
Number one or number two?
It's a number one. And I do the Farmer John thing where you...
Oh, a snot rocket.
Yeah. I call it a Farmer John blow. And I went into the bathroom, and I didn't turn the lights on. And I felt something in the right nostril.
Mm-hmm.
And as I walked by the bathtub, I just Farmer Johned into the bathtub and heard like a and felt something significant.
Nice.
And then as I walked back to bed, I thought, well, that'll be a fun surprise in the morning.
Yeah.
Take a look at that.
Ugh.
And I did. I brought the cleaning staff in.
With the chisel.
That'll be a nice little treat. That's what it's like touring as a comedian. Just
you gotta you find your enjoyment where you can. Ken, I have a Philadelphia accent. I don't like the way my voice sounds.
Say cauliflower.
Cauliflower.
No, but the way that you say
cauliflower.
It. Yeah, that's that.
And there's a lot of stuff.
I know that's right. Like I know that's right from the region that I mean, because you came from a deep region, right? From a vagina.
From a deep inside a womb. Where? And this is a legitimate question, but how can you differentiate? If somebody has a Boston accent or if they're mentally retarded, like, is there a way to tell?
I think you'd have to have tests done.
Yeah. You'd have to bring in a professional, a guy with a lab coat and a stopwatch.
A stopwatch for sure.
A clipboard and a stopwatch. So we're going to call New Jersey.
Springsteen.
This isn't right. Fucking asshole YouTube.
Hey, see if you can find like somebody covering a really bad small view count of a Bruce Springsteen cover.
Oh, that'd be funny.
And let's keep playing.
Hold on, this. I want to do this first though. Oh, they have that part in there.
HBO. Oh yeah.
Yes.
Ooh, baby.
Get us in the mood.
Yeah.
When did you ever watch The Sopranos?
Yeah.
When's the last time you watched the series?
I mean, I've watched the series once. I've gone back to certain episodes a few times.
It's kind of worth... I mean, it does take a dip. There's kind of a...
I didn't like that whole season where it was all, like, therapist session heavy.
Yeah. It takes a dip in, like, season 3 or 4. But we just watched... the whole thing from beginning to end, like within the past year. It's really
for the first time.
No, I actually kind of. I watched it before, but there was a gap, like where I didn't have HBO or whatever.
Yeah.
I think I missed a season before, but it also was like 10 years ago, so it was like, or yeah, longer.
Hey, by the way, a lot of Siegel heads came out to the shows.
Oh, that's good to hear.
And I went to the Tonight Show.
Oh, you did? And oh, wait. I was thinking of
like Saturday. I went to see my friend's band played, and then afterwards, I went out and did like a Q&A with the audience.
Oh, wow.
And it's also like they're kind of slowly, row by row, exiting the audience as I'm doing this.
Uh-huh.
And somebody on the way out yelled, "Siegel!"
That's great. At the Jimmy Fallon show?
Yeah, he had long hair. The guy had long hair. I think that's our demo with long-haired dudes.
Fucking long-haireds.
Ever since I started growing my hair out, all these long-haired dudes are...
Gotta get that haircut, man.
I'm getting one tonight.
Are you really?
Just
a serious
little
one?
A little trim. No, not a serious one.
I just say, it feels pretty good to shave and haircut.
I feel real good right now, just being full everything.
Yeah. No, that doesn't hurt anything either. Bruce Springsteen cover band.
Or just like one kid playing a Springsteen song that has like under 100 views.
Okay, let's see here.
Like something.
Okay, here's a guy. Looks like he's just sitting in his house.
Yeah. Sounds like he's actually good.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a little more professionally made than I was hoping.
I get up in the evening and I ain't got nothing to say. I come in the morning. I go to bed feeling the same.
I mean, this guy can get fucked, though.
I ain't nothing but tired. Man, I'm just tired and bored.
Oh, here's a couple girls. But again, it's like a professional microphone.
Oh, I know these. I think I know these girls.
The Staves?
Yeah, they're really. This is a really good cover. Listen, just listen for one sec. I've actually watched.
Ooh, I'm on fire. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Right on key.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go?
I think I've heard this before. Was this getting radio play or something?
Probably.
Or in a movie or something. And here's one thing.
All right, we're not going to find anything.
Here's one thing that most female artists like to hear. I'd bang any one of them. Totally bangable, so worth checking out. Let's see if... you know what I don't like is that all-girl band named Haim or something. Something about them just bothers me.
Yeah. There's a Father John Misty lyric where he says...
Haim sucks.
he hates L.A. and their bullshit bands. They sound like Dollar Signs and Amy Grant, and he's talking about them.
About Haim?
Yeah.
No, we got to find a bad Bruce Springsteen cover. Ooh, hold on, wait.
Look up Secret Garden. That we could just actually just play Secret Garden. That'd be funny in the background.
Okay, here's... Hold on, here's Born in the USA. Wait a minute, this sounds like the... Hold on. It might get...
I really hope it's a really bad voiceover.
The flute version. There's, what is it, bad flute? Did you ever hear those?
I mean, that's pretty funny. But also, pull up Secret Garden. That's actually just a good song to have in the background when we talk
to listen
to
this. There's a whole bunch. Did you ever hear those bad flute?
Yeah, yeah. And the bad
funny. Secret Garden.
Yeah.
Did you ever see Bruce Springsteen live?
Yeah.
It's real inspirational.
It was fun.
Secret Garden, Bruce Springsteen.
Pretty interesting on mushrooms.
He
was on
yeah.
mushrooms. I wasn't. I was sober.
So Secret Garden. Oh, this is a live version.
At one point, he had held up a speaker and was singing into it because he thought that was a microphone.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. This is from Jerry Maguire. Streets of Philadelphia. Yeah. He's got some good songs. All right, so I guess we should call some places in New Jersey.
Yeah.
I mean, New Jersey's got it all. Sopranos. You see Sopranos or Sopranos?
You got Mike.
Jersey Mike. Make that even lower. Was that Haley Joel Osment? Is that who was in this movie?
Oh, shoot.
Or is that the one from...
He's got an email.
It ruins the whole song, man.
It was spam.
You get alerts on your phone when something goes to your spam folder?
Well, I just had spam delivered.
Oh, your spam delivery.
Yeah.
From Hawaii. Hawaii. Oh, I found the...
You ever been laid?
Yeah. Lots of times, dude. I used to be in a hula band.
Yeah.
New Jersey hula hooping, or New Jersey hula dancing schools.
That'd be nice.
I mean, if that exists, let's see.
I would also just like be interested if they do have a hula hoop club or. This song. It's pleasing to the ear, you know. But what's he really saying?
You know what? I don't think I've ever listened to the lyrics.
Yeah. She let you.
Let's see. The lyrics will be up here.
Got a hammer and a vice?
We could maybe. You have a guitar here, right?
Yeah, look up the tab. Maybe you and I could do a cool cover version. You've got a million miles. How far?
Secret Garden. She'll let you in your house. All right, so let's see if there's an easy.
By accident.
Yeah.
It's a home invasion. Get to your panic room with Jody. You've got a water supply for 12 days. But no beef jerky.
Ultimate Guitar Tabs. This is the best site to go to if you ever want to learn how to play a song. Now, how capable are you? Like, do you know what
I know all the chords.
F major 7 is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why don't you... You have your computer here. What's that?
That's a fake computer.
But you could pull the tabs up on there. And I'll sing it.
Yeah. You've got a better voice.
Yeah, I do for Bruce, baby. Wonder how much of this we leave in, like the setup. Okay, let's stop this version of Secret Garden because we're going to do our own version of Secret Garden.
She'll let you in her house.
Now this is a new thing. This will be we'll do a DYKWJSI unplugged. Maybe we'll do this every week. Okay. Let's take it from the top and then we'll just go through once no matter what happens. Don't talk into your mic because I have it cranked all the way up to get your guitar.
You in her house. If you come knocking at night, she'll let you in her mouth. If the words you say are right, if you pay the price, she'll let you deep inside.
Driving around, let you into parts of herself that'll bring you down. She'll let you in her heart. If you got a hammer and a vice, but her secret. Got a million miles. How far do you get to that place where you can't remember and you can't forget? Lead you down a path. There'll be tenderness in the air. She'll let you come just far enough so you know she's really there. She'll look at you and smile, and her eyes will say she's got a secret garden. Where everything you want, where everything you need will always stay a million miles away.
This is Do You Know Who Jason Segel Is? Acoustic Hour.
Unplugged. It's Nick on the guitar and OBW belting out the tunes. You know, that's not bad for our first try. And I could maybe...
We could do it. We could nail a second try so easily. I got the rhythm down there at the end, and I finally figured out the strumming pattern a little bit, and the chords kind of...
No, we did. Yeah, there were parts that the ending I didn't really have
we
nailed.
We don't know that. Yeah, you don't know quite the melody there. And
but I might even be able. I don't know. I guess we should leave it pure.
Yeah, I think because
I'm thinking
I think
when
it should be our first run through.
When I'm editing the podcast, I could maybe put a little more production value into that. Like put like a
maybe put yeah.
Like a Morocco or something. No, I think we should leave. We'll just come prepared for the next episode. Let's call some places. We could tell them what we just did.
Did you find any Hula stores?
I found a, yes, I found a Hula store.
I thought we did great.
That was great.
I mean, I'd go to an open mic night with that tonight.
There is an open mic.
You and I could nail that, by the way, with a real solid performance, not breaking.
I could dress like Bruce Springsteen. I don't have a leather vest.
Oh, it'd be so good. Oh, how hard is it to find a leather vest?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You're following me.
Oh, this is Brendan Walsh and Nick Thune.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Do you know who Jason Segel is?
No, I'm still not quite sure who you two guys are.
You never heard of Nick Thune either?
No. Is this all you guys, this is in regards to...
Hula dancing.
Okay, and is this a gig in New York?
No.
No, we're in California, but what is your business exactly? You supply hula dancers or you teach?
Yes, but we're on the East Coast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you guys are in Jersey.
You never heard the name? You don't know Jason? You never heard the name Jason Segel?
I guess so. Yes. So what could I do for you?
Well, do you know, I mean, are you a Springsteen head or no?
Do you like Bruce Springsteen?
No, not so much.
Because we were going to do a thing where we do a cover of Secret Garden.
Yeah, we just did a cover of Secret. Are you familiar with the song Secret Garden? It's from Jerry Maguire.
No. Mm-mm.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
That song.
Okay.
Nick and I just did a killer cover of that. It was really our first, well, it was our second try. Yeah. But we started once, didn't go good. So then we did another, went all the way through the song.
And we were thinking, you get us up on stage and we get a couple hula dancers going with us.
I don't know if they could hula to that song or not.
But we're on the East Coast.
Yeah, we could get a gig
in
New York.
We can go there. Yeah, we'll get a gig in New Jersey.
Yeah, if you ever get a gig, then give us a call.
Okay.
And they provide their own lays and all that stuff.
No, we don't provide lays.
Do you?
No, but the dancers have lays, right?
That they give to the people?
No,
that they'd be wearing.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
what's
yeah.
So? What's the attire? That is it? The coconut bra kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
just
coconut
like you see
bra.
On the website.
I'll check out the website.
Is that the way?
Are
they real coconuts? And isn't that? That's got to be.
Yeah. So you gotta check out the website. You get all your information on there, and then feel free to call us if you ever get a gig on the East Coast.
So if you're using real coconuts, though, there's a definite like there has to be a. The breasts have to be a certain size. They can't be too big.
No, you guys are getting on my nerves. Don't find something to do it yourselves.
Oh, wait. Are you there? Hello?
That's a real East Coast attitude, right?
You guys
there.
Are getting on my nerves. Go find something to do with yourselves. We're doing it! We're doing it right now, lady.
I don't like it when somebody gets mad like that. I don't want to get on anyone's nerves. I mean,
that was fine. That was comical.
Yeah.
And also, if we book a gig in New Jersey, you know, we should really get back on that. Here's something that people.
I'd love to get back into Jersey.
Jersey's great. But we should, you know, the waterbed thing people bring up on Reddit and stuff a lot.
I told Michael on the tour about the waterbed thing.
Yeah.
And then we seriously drove by a waterbed store.
No kidding. Where at?
Must have been in Georgia. Sorry. Must have been in Georgia. We drove by a waterbed store.
Devil went down to Georgia, got himself a waterbed.
Yeah.
Well, if you're the devil, you probably can't sleep on a waterbed. Too hot. Get the water all boiling. Mm-hmm. Let's try another. That lady, I thought that lady was great.
She was great.
That's what you're looking for. And you know what? She's just a New Jersey lady. She didn't, she wasn't that angry. She was just like, all right, I've had it with you guys. Perfect response. She didn't make believe she was busy. That's my biggest pet peeve.
You laid it.
God.
it's a tough voice to maintain.
Yeah. Man, that cover is going to be beautiful.
Hi, this is Donna. Can I help you?
We could release it. Hi, Donna. This is Brendan. I'm here with Nick. I'm here with Nick Thune.
Hey, Donna.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing good. How are you doing?
As a matter of fact, I'm driving. Oh. I'm in New York City.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
So can you call me another time?
Do you know who Jason? Okay, I just have a quick question. Do you know who Jason Segel is?
No.
Never heard that name?
No.
Right. Which tunnel or bridge are you taking into New York City?
I'm taking George Washington Bridge out.
Mm. Oh, okay. Oh, man, you're going to hit some traffic this time of day.
Really? Even this early?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know, Nick, what do you think?
I think so. Yeah, you're going to drive by that.
It's almost 2:30. I mean, 2:30. A lot of people have dentist appointments around 2:30.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Okay, yeah. We'll see.
People work till 5, right? Some 4.
Well, yeah, but a lot of people now with the internet, they're working from home. Wall Street, right. They have, I think they finish up around 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's the bridge and tunnel people.
Can you do me a favor and give us a big horn honk?
Yeah, can you honk your horn?
No.
Okay. Do you know who Bruce Springsteen is?
Yeah.
Well, Nick and I actually, do you know the song Secret Garden? It was in that movie Jerry Maguire.
Yes.
We just did a cover of that and nailed it on our first try.
Good.
And so we're trying to, we want to do a performance and get some hula dancers.
Yeah, you have a hula dancing company?
Yes, we're just coming home from Maine.
Oh, how many? Yeah. So are you in like a whole van with hula dancers?
Yes, a bus.
Oh, man, can they all cheer or something? Tell them to say hi.
No.
Hey, guys.
And they're all sleeping.
Sleeping? What was it, a late night?
No, but.
Early.
We did a bunch of shows at Dean. We're just driving home, and they rest while we drive.
Oh,
but
wow.
Listen, why don't you do me a favor?
Mm-hmm.
Just email me the date you're looking for.
Okay.
So I can see if I have availability. My email.
Okay. And how many hula dancers do you have in the car right now?
I have three Friday night performers.
Okay.
Three
and
drummers,
they're wearing their street clothes now. They're not in coconut bras and grass dresses.
No.
Okay.
No.
Bring a change of clothes. Rule number one.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Drive safe.
Yeah, drive safely, and I hope you don't hit any traffic.
Okay. And you're going to email me.
Yeah,
we'll email you about when we figure out the dates. And then we're going to want to do a Bruce Springsteen style performance along with the dancers. But I'll send it all in the email.
Where at? Just wondering.
Probably some like dive bar in New York.
New York, New Jersey, okay. Philadelphia, somewhere in that area.
Okay.
Maybe Delaware? Okay.
That's fine.
You get to Delaware?
That's fine. Yes. Virginia
okay.
Beach. Uh-huh.
Maryland?
Yes.
Will you go that far?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Could do one on a
you
boat.
You sound kind of familiar.
Have you ever heard of Brendan Walsh?
Should I have?
Maybe you've heard of Nick Thune.
I don't know. Doesn't ring a bell.
All right.
Okay. Well, get back. Pay attention to the road. God forbid.
You have like broadcasting voices.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Send me an email.
Careful. Careful driving.
Take care. Bye.
Okay. Love you. Bye. She was great.
The fact that we got somebody
with a van full of hula dancers. They're all sleeping. We could have asked.
I mean, they're exhausted, man. Think about that. First of all,
it's a big core workout to do that hula dancing all night. Why is everybody sleeping? It's 2:30 in the afternoon. Wake up, play Punch Buggy or something. You're on the road. Punch Buggy, Slug Bug.
Slug Bug.
A lot of different. You know, this is weird. This is a dialect area where you're from thing. You know, when you ring Ding Dong Ditch, that game?
Yeah. Like the way those kids do it to us all the time?
That's right. In Philadelphia, we would call it knock, knock, zoom, zoom.
Yeah, the ding dong ditch, I mean, I've done recently. Just when
Everybody has cameras now.
I know.
There's caller ID and there's security cameras, so you can't. So we do a song. For each state.
It's like the fingernails, though. It's like, how long is that going to last?
But that's the beauty of it, you know? It's constantly evolving. The Beatles weren't singing Hard Day's Night their whole career.
Yeah.
You got to do a fucking Sgt. Pepper's at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be what the acoustic songs are. There is an open mic that I think I'm going to start going to, real close to my house.
Music? Musical open mic?
It's a comedy open mic.
Uh-huh.
And I stopped in there the other day for a...
Oh, shit. Hold on. I'm going to go grab it.
But, Nick...
Hold on. No, I got it. Wait up! No, 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 no! No!
It's that same guy. It's the same music. You can tell it's the same guy.
Yeah. I've never seen one of those trucks move that fast.
He's getting farther away. Yeah, Is it farther or further?
It's both. I mean, you can tell by the way it faded away.
Yeah, you could tell that he was getting... Yeah, those of you at home, you could tell by the way it sounded.
It's kind of the way when you drive by a building and then you're like, man, that thing's huge. And then all of a sudden you're like... Eh,
that thing's small.
It's getting smaller somehow.
I'm surprised there's... Oh, and here's a... Let's check in with a little clip of... There was a guy on the... There's a little taste of Municipal Waste. This is off Hazardous Mutation.
It's a new band of Do You Know Who Jason Segel Is?
Oh, they know.
Yeah, they've heard about it, right?
On the Reddit board, somebody mentioned...
Turn it down. I want to hear what you're saying. Oh, man, you're such a bad kid, dude.
Nobody's ever said turn it down when Municipal Waste was playing.
You crank music. Your parents must have hated you.
I probably did that a lot.
But your parents do hate you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody on the Reddit board mentioned Municipal Waste, and then... And then somebody else on the message board was like, wait, the band? Were they talking about Municipal? They hadn't listened to the episode yet. And they were like, yeah. And he's like, shit, my sister is married to one of those guys. I don't know. There was some relation. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, my friend, like he knows those guys.
So they must have been made aware, maybe? I mean, the way that it came by is that we heard it in background music on a phone call.
See, that's the beauty of this.
That's how I met my wife.
My wife. That's you met your wife. You heard her in the background of
a phone conversation. I'd called Nordstrom asking if they carried underwear.
She was screaming. Oh, here we go.
She was giving birth.
Does Nordstrom?
And I thought
Nordstrom rack or regular Nordstrom
rack.
Oh, that's so low rent. That's okay though. It's okay.
She was on a budget at the time. Because she was carrying.
What
a
is
baby.
The difference? Because like Nordstrom rack.
They just carry the stuff that Nordstrom's like, we can't sell this shit.
But it's not really that discounted, right? Like, a blazer's still going to cost you $350.
Yeah.
These hula companies in New Jersey are very kind of casual. Just goes right to someone's cell phone, usually.
Please leave.
Isn't like one. There's, no one has a brick and mortar Hulu operation.
Shit. Now I don't know which ones I've called. I found the phone number to... Maybe we should do like a memory lane.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated...
Memory lane episode.
Are we going to call Robbie? Because if we don't, then...
No, we'll do a Robbie.
Not
okay.
Worth it at all.
Here we go. This is something to tune in for.
Let's make an announcement.
We'll make an announcement right now, right here, right now. Okay? Ladies and gentlemen. I hereby decree that... Do You Know Who Jason Segel Is podcast.
This is Nick here, by the way.
This is Brendan and Nick. It's been established by the first, half hour of this podcast.
This is
but
Nick,
we're both
and
here
I'm with Brendan, and we're making an announcement.
Let's do it again. Okay.
Announcement time.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
We've got something to say.
We're making an announcement. Do You Know Who Jason Segel Is?
And this is Nick.
Nick Thune right here with old BW making a solid announcement about a future episode of Do You Know Who Jason Segel Is? We will be taking a walk.
Nick Thune and Brennan Walsh.
Memory Lane.
Yeah.
We're going to call Robbie.
We're going to call
Andrew.
We're going to call
the hotel in Hawaii. Remember that lady, Paradise, I think her name was?
Yeah. We're going to call the first hula lady we talked to, a newer one.
Yeah, we'll call...
Miss Attitude.
Will...
Who wants us to call her, by the way. She likes that. She likes talking to people like that.
What else? What's another thing we've done in the past?
Honestly, it's all a blur to me.
It really is.
Maybe we should say that on the Reddit board, people should post...
their favorite...
Or they could you could email us at dy...
KWJSI
at
Gmail.
And tell us who we should call, who your favorite people have been. I mean, we could call the trophy store.
Oh, it's going to be tough to find all these people. But yeah. Okay, here's what you do. Go on the Reddit board. Say the people that you liked, your favorite moments, people we've called, gags we've done. They could even be the ice cream truck thing, things like that.
We'll bring back old gags.
But if there's specific phone calls that you want us to get back to.
The funny thing is it's not like it's an ice cream truck thing. There's a fucking guy.
No, there's a guy. But if we can, record around the time that he circles the block, we'll do it that time. But if you if there's specific places you like, just put the which episode it was.
I hope
which state. And if there's a time. I guess the timestamp won't really help.
I hope those kids don't knock, knock, zoom, zoom us.
That's the worst. Those kids, I think they all got locked up, to be honest. They were working for a drug dealer in the neighborhood.
We could do booger talk. We could talk about fingernails, autograph.
I got to say, oh yeah, the fingernails, can't really get back into that. That was it's a fun idea.
Daniela speaking. How can I help you?
Is it Janella?
Daniela.
Oh, Daniela.
Hey, Janella. Yeah. This is Nick. I'm here with Brendan.
Here, I'm here with Nick Thune, and this is Brendan Walsh. Do you know who Jason Segel is?
No, I don't.
You never heard that name?
No.
Well, we were, you guys do hula dancing there?
Hula dancing? No, we don't, actually.
Oh, what's
not
the
recollection.
Well, that's because we wanted to. We're doing this big luau hula thing where we're gonna be doing a Bruce. Have you ever heard of Bruce Springsteen?
Yes.
We're doing a Bruce Springsteen cover band hula thing
where we're just gonna cover that song "Secret Garden."
You know the song "Secret Garden" by Bruce Springsteen? It's this is it here. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
So we're doing that. That's the theme of the party is the Secret Garden. So we're going to have hula dancers. And the thing is, we're going to do the Springsteen cover band. I studied in college. I had like 3 years tap, 2 years jazz, studied modern extensively. Do you guys do all that?
We focus on ballroom and social dancing.
Gotcha.
So waltz, tango, foxtrot, salsa, merengue, cha-cha, mm-hmm. all that.
No tap, no jazz?
No, no.
I did a hip-hop jazz class. Do you know who DJ Jazzy Jeff is?
No, I don't. Can't say I do.
Well, he taught a class at the community college in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Do you do anything where people get on each other's shoulders, standing, not sitting?
No,
like the flips.
I mean, I guess we could do like more of a modern kind of production.
Waltz.
Or, like a waltz around during.
If we brought in hula dance, now you can waltz, and I don't know if this is, but could you?
Oh, we could dress them up like hula dancers and have them
waltz.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah. It wouldn't be too difficult to do a waltz if you're wearing a coconut bra and a grass dress.
Well, what exactly were you guys looking for?
Well, we were looking to do a hula thing. Learn hula dancing
and then,
with a group for our Secret Garden party.
Oh, okay. So you guys wanted to come here
with a large group
that for your event.
Yeah, and it's going to be, you know, we want to dress the room up like kind of like a secret garden. Like almost like a whisper. Like.
So you actually wanted to have the event at our location?
We could do that because it is going to be in. Well, we haven't decided if it's going to be in New Jersey or New York yet. Mm-hmm. And we do have some older, because you know Bruce Springsteen's in his 70s now. So we have some older people who will be bringing their children, but their children are all grown. So it shouldn't be a problem with, you know, there won't be kids running around. There will be kids running around, people's kids, but they're grown.
Yeah, big kids.
They're adults.
Big kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that something we could have at your place?
Well, I would have to speak to my director. That's also why I'm asking like exactly what you guys were looking for. So I can let her know so that she would be able to let me know what we would be able to accommodate.
Is she there now?
So that's why I was asking if you guys wanted to just do like a private lesson just to get ready for it or
well,
have
we're
the
gonna,
event.
Well, we're going to be singing and playing guitar because we're just doing that one song, The Secret Garden.
Yeah.
And then
We're going to have a group of people dancing, doing hula. There's going to be a gangster rap kind of hip hop thing where they're going to have fake guns and like bandanas. There's going to be a luau. It's going to be Secret Garden theme. So there's going to be a lot of hiding
behind bushes and stuff like
that. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of plastic, like fake plants and stuff, but there'll be like a hiding part of the party.
Okay.
Where everybody hides, you know? Because it's like secret, like secrecy and being sneaky is kind of the theme.
But then also greenery.
Okay, you got it. Well, let me get either one of your contact numbers or even both of yours. I will talk to my boss and we will let you guys know what we would be able to do.
Should we give you an email or what's the...
I can give you the office number. Now, what's the sneakiest? Is there like a sneaky kind of dance? Like, you know, something that would...
Like you're trying to hide it from somebody, but you want to tell one person about it?
Not sure that has
the sneakiest moves. Well, let me give you our number.
Yes, that would be great.
Okay, it's area code
518-347-7532.
And she can just leave a message for us there.
Sure, and when would this be taking place?
We have time. It's going to be like...
We're kind of trying to figure that all out right now.
Yeah, this is in the initial planning.
But as far as like trying to figure out the right dance, again, it's like one of those dances where you don't want the public to know about it, but you want to tell a friend.
And if they're, like the hula, like hiding, like if there was somebody hiding underneath of a hula dress to like kind of come out and surprise and do like a sneaky dance.
Yeah, we could do like a really large hula dress and have that kind of be, I mean, I guess that at that point it looks like a grass hut, but...
Or have people come out of a hut and start dancing one at a time, but then there's other people that you don't see.
Okay.
Okay. Well, just, give us a call. We can talk to the director.
Yeah, sure. No problem.
What was your name again?
Daniela.
Thanks, Daniela.
Thank you, Daniela.
No problem. Nice talking to you, Nick and Brendan, and we will speak soon.
All right. Have a nice
day.
Sounds
good.
You too. Bye.
She remembered our names.
That was really sweet.
That's good. That's good people skills.
Yeah, we also, I think, we gave...
She's sneaky and hiding.
She's going to walk into her director's office and be like...
How's she going to convey?
Okay, so...
Well, let me get... Okay, their names are Nick and Brendan. I know that. But there was like Hula and Bruce Springsteen. They want it to be sneaky and hide or something.
They're looking for a dance that's kind of a secretive dance that you can only confide in one friend about.
All right. Let's just do one more here. And we'll have to...
Let's call a garden place.
Oh, that's great, Nick. I was going to call another dancing place.
Let's call a garden
place.
So
this is why we make a good team.
Let's see if they have any kind of gardens.
Oh, New Jersey is the Garden State.
Oh,
my God. It's been staring us right in the face. Like, this is all so symbiotic. Is that what is it? No.
Symbolic?
No. What's the, like, synchronicity?
That's because, you know why? Because Mercury's out of retrograde.
I don't understand. What is retrograde?
It's like a 70s. Style grade.
Okay.
Garden. There's got to be a.
Oh, there's plenty of.
A garden store.
Yeah.
We're trying to buy a garden. We're trying to put together a secret garden.
This is now. You see, it took a while, but we could do a whole other hour now. Maybe we make this a two-parter. Hey, how's it going, man? This is Brendan. I'm here with Nick.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. Do you know who Jason Segel is?
Who?
Jason Segel.
Who is this?
This is Brendan Walsh. I'm here with Nick Thune.
We're just curious if
Nick
you...
who?
Thune.
But I have no idea who that is.
Oh no, that's a
you, right number.
Do you know who Jason Segel is?
Who's that?
Oh, that's okay. We thought maybe you'd be familiar with his work. You're a garden supplier.
Jason Segel?
Yeah.
For kind of work, I mean, you're calling me up and asking who Jason Segel is. Who are you? I don't know who
this
you
is
are.
You're a garden store?
I'm a garden supplier. Yeah, I sell garden hardscape supply. Material, but I don't understand what you're asking for.
Well, we're trying to put together a garden.
A secret garden? For a Bruce Springsteen...
What kind of garden?
It's like a secret garden, like a Bruce Springsteen hula kind of event. So we're going to want to do like a, you know, like it's a secret garden themed party.
Yeah. type of garden you...
You're looking for shrubs and bushes? That's what you're saying?
All that stuff, yeah. Yeah. Shrubs and bushes.
Yeah, we don't sell. I don't do any garden. We do nothing live. You got to call a garden center.
Do you do...
We just do landscape supply. We do a hardscape material.
Oh, so we could get one of you guys out to put together a secret garden.
So you guys could put it together for us, like with hiding spots and stuff?
We don't do anything that...
Well, but there could be an area to hide and like if we, because being sneaky is part of the party theme. So if we could like lay down vines and stuff and sneak around.
Lay down what?
Like vines or whatever, moss. I don't know. Like I'm not familiar with all the.
You have to call a garden center. We don't do any of that kind of work.
Yeah, well, what we're saying though, you guys could lay moss down. That way you can't hear.
No, we don't do any of that kind of work.
You can't hear footsteps or anything.
Do you know who Jason Segel is? We know who he is, and we want to give you a little quiz. Do you know who Jason Segel is?
I think let's do that. No, I like, so if you play that song and then we come, it's one of those things where at the end.
Where we come back.
Yeah.
People will be surprised.
Uh-oh, guess what? This is a little special extra for all you.
For all the Patreon people. that guy was so good. I mean, like, it's a secret garden party. So, of course, secrecy and sneaking around, being tricky. It's hard.
Can I help you?
Yeah, hey, this is Brendan Walsh. I'm here with Nick Thune.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know who Jason Segel is?
I have no idea.
You never heard that name?
No.
Well, we're doing a party. You guys are a nursery.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to do a party. It's a secret mm-hmm. garden. Do you know who Bruce Springsteen is?
Yes. Who doesn't know Bruce?
I don't know. you know the song Secret Garden that he has?
I don't.
This is it. It was from Jerry Maguire. Remember that movie? Are you there?
Yes.
So we did
a cover of that song.
We're doing a secret garden themed party, and we need like a garden. We need plants and shrubs and
stuff that people
vines.
Can hide behind.
Yeah, because there's going to be hula there too, which they're going to have grass skirts, which the hula company is providing. But we're going to have people hiding underneath them. Basically, we need lots of hiding spots because it's a secret garden themed party. Yeah. So there's going to be a lot of sneaking around and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
People, you know, obviously telling secrets and...
a lot of hiding and sneaking around. Like if there's moss, do you guys... Like if there was like a moss or something that we could lay down so you can't hear footsteps.
We have peat moss.
Oh,
peat
great.
Moss, perfect. So if there was like
we sell it by the cubic yard, actually.
What's a cubic yard of peat moss go for?
Let me look it up.
And I mean, ballpark is fine.
You know what would be great, too, though?
I have the book right here, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If we could get, like, a few sticks.
3.8 cubic feet is 17.99.
Oh, that's great. 3.8 cubic feet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
It'd be good, too, to get, like, just a few sticks in there every now, like a twig or something people might step on when they're trying to be secretive and they get caught, you know?
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, so when they're sneaking around, you'd hear a stick snap or something. And they're...
Yeah.
What are some good like plants to hide inside of, or like bushes, like good hiding spot places?
So we have like a different variety. We have some arborvitae bushes that are like people use to build a fence, privacy fence in their yard.
Yeah.
And we have them starting at 3 feet and they go up to about 7 that we have.
Seven
right
is what we'd probably need.
Privacy is actually an interesting word to use there.
Yeah.
As far as secrets go. But One thing I was curious about is as far as, you know, like those people bushes where like you see a bush and then all of a
sudden
it starts moving.
Oh.
Like it's a person like dressed as a bush.
Right.
Okay, you guys, like on
To Catch a Predator. Remember that show?
Yes.
When the guy would be dressed as a bush and he'd jump out and tackle the pedophile guy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have stuff like that?
We don't, but there's like a state fair across the street from us. That's like more of like a costumey type of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, you might be able to find something there or online, but we don't sell anything that you could like attach to yourself.
I think it's a military thing.
You don't know who Jason Segel is?
No.
So the privacy bushes, because there's going to be mm-hmm. some people's kids there, but they're going to be grown. Mm-hmm. They're like, because yes. Bruce Springsteen's in his 70s now, so some right. of his friends, they're going to be bringing their children, but their children are all grown.
Yeah, they're probably
so it's not.
They're in like their 40s.
Yeah, some of them are in their 40s and 50s,
okay, so
I think.
Kids.
So adult-sized bushes to hide behind, right. but also
that'd be nice to get some bushes for the hula dancers to change behind.
Well, we could set up a privacy bush area, but my question is because the large bushes to hide behind, is there anything you can get like inside of, like? You know, like a bush that has like a good branch spread so an adult could like yeah. crawl underneath of it and then stand up inside of it?
I don't have anything right here, like right now. My boss is on the road getting stuff. If you needed something like specially ordered, he could do that for you.
Okay. And you guys you have soil there?
Yep.
Great.
We have topsoil. We sell potting soil, we sell lawn soil.
What's the now? I imagine some of it is like fertilized or whatever.
Yes.
We wouldn't need like if somebody was to lay down and be covered in soil.
We do have organic.
Okay.
This sounds like a cool party.
It's going to be a weird, like there's a lot, we're just putting it together. We're going to be playing music there and the hula thing. We're piecing it to, there's a bunch of different things people want, but Secret mm-hmm. Garden is the theme of the party. So.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, I think we're good.
We'll figure out, I guess, do you guys have a website?
You know, our best bet is to call back here and speak to my owner. His
okay. okay.
He'll be in tomorrow. But I'll leave a note that you guys called if you want to just give me your name and phone number.
Yeah. It's, do you have a pen?
Yep.
It's Brendan Walsh, and Nick Thune, T-H-U-N-E.
Brendan Walsh and Nick
Thune. And our office number.
Yeah, we each have our own office. Our office's number.
Okay.
That's the main line.
Is there any extension for you guys?
No, that's fine. The girl that answers just,
okay. So I could ask for Nick or Brendan.
Yeah, and actually, if
we
you
both
could,
have the same amount of authority as far as this party goes,
and yeah, let us know what the girl's attitude's like because we've been getting some complaints about her. We'll just ask you when she transfers you to us, but mainly, I guess, yeah, just talk to your boss, like large, you know, just like sneakiness and hiding is a big yeah. So like things we can hide inside of, and maybe get covered in soil and like sit up out of it.
You guys just hold on for 1 second. I have another call. Thank you very much.
Okay, hold on.
Do you know who Jason Segel is? We know who he is. And we want to give you a little quiz. Do you know who Jason Segel is?
Hi, sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. I think we covered everything. Yeah, the bushes.
Okay.
Do you do vines of any kind that we could make like a vine curtain?
If anybody wanted to like swing from one hiding spot to another.
Oh, now that'd be serious business
that's
there.
That's different, yeah, no.
What about, okay, what if we got a thick rope and then we could mask it with vines probably, right?
Yeah, that would work.
Okay.
We could just paint ropes green.
Oh, that's true. We'll figure that all out.
Okay.
And then we'll need soil to cover. Somebody will be laying on their back covered in soil, but then they can sit up.
Okay, yeah.
Great.
I put everything down here, and I'll have my boss call you tomorrow.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Do you know who Jason Segel is? We know who he is. And we want to give you a little quiz. Do you know who Jason Segel is?